We're in Simon Tafresh Pei Beis. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber said that one says, Alanisim in benching and Shmoneh Esrei. Mechaber adds, Vim lo amar emach zirinosa. But if you forget to say, you don't go back, you don't make him repeat benching or repeat Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because it's not Deoraisa. And even if it is Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah, and therefore you need to eat, so maybe I would think that I would need to repeat benching if I forget Al Nisim, says the Mishnah Berurah. No, since you're only repeating, since the only obligation to eat is because of Shabbos, not because of Chanukah, you don't need to go back if you forget Al Hanisim. Umihu says the Mechaber Niskar Be'osa Bracha, Kozman Shaliskar Sashem, Afil Niskar Bein Ata Lashem Choser. If you realize during the Bracha that you forgot to say it, Al Hanisim, before you say Bracha Ta Hashem, so then you would stop where you are, say Al Hanisim, and then continue on V'al Kulam, etc., as long as you haven't said the Shem of Hashem yet. So too says the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the reason is because if you say the Shem Hashem, then that's like you have already completed the bracha, and therefore you would not be able to say Al Hanisim anymore. The Rama as Yesham Kishashachach Al Hanisim Birkas Amazon. Some say that if you realize you forgot to say Al-Nisim after you've said Al-Aratz Al-Mazon, but you haven't gotten up to Harachman yet, so then when you get up to the Harachmans, you should say this special of Harachman of Huyasa Al-Nisim, and then say Bimei Matasyahu, etc., like one does on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. If they forget Ritzei or Yael of Yavo, and they realize in the middle of benching, they can say a special Harachman, so too with this. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true in Shmoneh Esrei, that if you realize, you could say before Yulu Ratzon, the Al Hanisim as well. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain what Yulu Ratzon he's discussing, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that it's referring to after you start El Kayin Atzor, but before the last Yulu Ratzon, before you take your three steps back, that's where you'd be able to say the Harachaman and say Al Hanisim and Bimei Matisyahu at that time, if you realize after you've said Baruch Ata Hashem, Hatov Shem Chalachan Al Odos, but before you finish Shmoneh Esrei, so before that Yulu Ratzon, you would say Al Hanisim. Siv Beis, Gam b'Musaf Shal Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shach Laska Shal Chanukah Alf Bisha Ein Musaf B'Chanukah. You need to say Al Anisim and Musaf as well, even though it's not because of Chanukah. But since you're saying the Tefillah anyway, you should say Al Anisim. Siv Gimel Ein Omer Kashem Shal Sisa El Masayim Vasisa Imahem Nisim U Gvuros B'Yamim Mehem Be'Es Hazos Yesh Omrim She Omrim Oso. So some people have a nusach of saying that just as he's done good stuff for us in the past, he should continue to perform miracles for us. Mishnah Berurah says the reason not to say it is because this part of Shmoneh Esrei is hodah on the past. So therefore, we would not be mentioning that which happened we want for the future. Not the Mishnah Berurah concludes based on the Beis Yosef, David Kamara of it. If your practice is to say it, you could continue to say it. Tafresh Pei Gimel. Sif Aleph, Kol Shmonis Mei Chanukah Gomer Masa Halel. He say the full Halel, all 8 days of Chanukah. Rama adds, Kol Shmonis Mei Chanukah Einu Mintachnun, Tzidkas HaTzedek, V'lam Natzech, V'tzidkat Din, Gam Be'er V'Chanukah B'Mincha. So we don't say Tachnun or all of those things on Chanukah as well. After Halel, says the Mishnah Berurah, one recites a Chatzi Kaddish. Someone who is an Avelus, a Chachris, should not daven for the Amud, because there is Halel involved. But you're allowed to daven, according to the Mishnah Berurah, an Avel is allowed to daven Mincha and Mariv, just like on Rosh Chodesh, when we allow an Avel to daven Mariv. One does not say Kelar Chapaim on Chanukah or the Yiratzons after laning as well. Different people have different practices regarding Mincha Mariv, so one should follow the custom of their shul regarding an Avel and davening for the Amud. Tavresh Pei Dalid, Sif Aleph, Korim Mikarbanos Anasim Shebeparshas Naso Shulsha B'chol Yom. We learn three Aliyahs every day of Chanukah, and we read about the Nasim, which were brought at the conclusion of the building of the Mishkan. The Mishnah Berurah says it's because that was completed on Chafei Kislev. U'maschilim Birkas Kohanim, they start the laning with Birkas Kohanim in Naso, and then we continue on. V'yeshom Hashem Eschim B'yom Kalos Moshe V'chein Anu Nogin. Our minhag is to start from B'yom Kalos Moshe, not from Birkas Kohanim. V'kori Yosem Kohen V'Levi V'Yisrael Kori B'yom Rishon. So the Kohen and Levi read from B'yom Kalos, and then the Yisrael starts with U'bayom HaRishon, the first of the Karbanos. Yeshom Shakoin Kori Kolos O'parsha Abayom Rishon, V'Levi V'Yisrael Korin B'yom HaRishon, V'chein Ogin. Some say the Kohen reads B'yom Kalos Moshe, and then the Levi reads B'yom HaRishon.
V'yom sheni korei kohen b'yom hasheni ad paracha b'makar v'levi ad b'yom hashlishi v'yisrael chozer korei b'yom hasheni v'al derech zeh b'chol yom. On the second day of Chanukah, the kohen lanes from b'yom hasheni until halfway, then the levi lanes until b'yom hashlishi, and then for the Yisrael, we repeat b'yom hasheni, and this is what happens every day. But some say that no, the Levi, the Shlishi, the Yisrael, instead of repeating the same day, he reads the next day, and that's what the Rama says. Our minhag is. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if one makes a mistake and they read the wrong day of Chanukah, so on the third day they read b'yom hasheni, you're still yotze because there's no kepeda when it comes to which day to read.